So, on with the news. A Norwich City supporters group reveals a campaign of abuse. A Norwich City fan group boss reveals his saga of abuse. Bakers 250 miles apart step in to help out-of-pocket customers, and newlyweds fall into the Broads during their wedding photo shoot.
The chairman of a Norwich City supporters group has spoken out about a two-year campaign of alleged online harassment, which he says has prompted police involvement. Robin Sainty, chairman of the Canaries Trust, said the abuse had become so severe that an order was issued preventing an individual from contacting him or other trust members directly or indirectly. On one day, I received three emails within 25 minutes and also a message saying, "Be vigilant," he said. That appeared to be a direct threat. Mr. Sainty said he contacted police again, but was told the matter did not meet the threshold of harassment because of the length of time involved and the reams and reams of emails and messages received. "The effect on us at the receiving end is traumatic," he added. Ultimately, we're doing a job as volunteers and don't expect to have to be put on medication to cope with what should be an enjoyable job. The Canaries Trust seeks to represent the views of supporters and encourage meaningful fan involvement in decisions affecting the club.
The organisers of Run Norwich are celebrating another record-breaking year for the 10-kilometre race. With 8,047 starters aged between 7 and 87 years old, the event recorded its highest number ever. They were cheered on by an estimated 20,000 spectators along the route, which took them past Norwich Castle, Carrow Road Football Stadium and Norwich Cathedral. The sold-out race, organised by Norwich City Community Sports Foundation, is in its 11th year and was officially started by Norwich City's head coach, Philippe Clément. Celebrations continued at Chapelfield Gardens, where thousands gathered for the presentation ceremony to recognise the leading performers. Ian Thornton, Chief Executive of Norwich City Community Sports Foundation, said, "Seeing thousands of people come together to challenge themselves, support charities and celebrate Norwich is incredibly inspiring. The atmosphere throughout the city was outstanding. We're hugely grateful to every runner, volunteer, sponsor, partner and supporter who helped make Run Norwich 2026 such a success, particularly our strategic partner, Norse Group, for their continued support."
Two bakers 250 miles apart have stepped in to support customers left without treats ordered from a fellow baker, Terry Bakes, by sending them free mystery boxes. Bakes by Alice and Rita's Cakes and Bakes have offered to help people who were told to get a chargeback from the Norwich baker after waiting months for their orders. Alice Denning, who is based in Gateshead near Newcastle-upon-Tyne, has already sent seven mystery boxes containing sweet treats ranging from stuffed cookies to old-school cake to customers chosen at random. She and Carly Ruocco, who runs Rita's Cakes and Bakes near Luton, hope to restore a little faith in small businesses. "All of us bakers have got together to share the kindness and love," Mrs. Denning said. "Me and Rita's Cakes and Bakes quite often message each other now to see how we can help further. It's the right thing to do." Ms. Ruocco said she saw online that Mr. Pegler's customers had been left disappointed and wanted to do something nice for a few of them. Customers had ordered mystery boxes from Terry Bakes but were left waiting for their sweet treats. Some complained to Trading Standards, which said it was continuing to review the concerns. Mr. Pegler then told customers to seek a chargeback from their banks, saying he could not fulfil the orders and could not offer refunds. Recent videos shared on Instagram show Mr. Pegler saying he has started sending boxes to customers.
A boatyard in North Norfolk received a royal visitor. The Princess Royal, Princess Anne, went to the Broadland Youth Regatta at Barton Broad near Neatshead. The event was hosted by the Punt Club, which is celebrating its 100th anniversary. The regatta saw 134 competitors and 108 boats in youth teams from sailing clubs across Norfolk battle it out on the water. As part of her visit, she stopped at Cox's Boatyard in Barton Turf, which offers boat restoration and repair. A spokesman for the boatyard said, "We were delighted to welcome Her Royal Highness the Princess Royal, Princess Anne, to Cox's Boatyard. It was a real honour to showcase the boatyard and our skills keeping boat building and restoration alive in Norfolk." Princess Anne took the time to meet some of the young members of the team and to hear about the work at Cox's Boatyard. She then went out to Barton Broad on board one of Nancy Oldfield Trust's boats to view and talk to the young competitors sailing in the Broadland Youth Regatta.
A bride and groom made an unexpected splash on their wedding day after falling into a river during a photo shoot. Jamie and Michelle Wade from Horsted were posing for photos along the River Bure when they climbed into a canoe and lost their balance, toppling into the water. "We went down like the Titanic," Mrs. Wade, a phlebotomist, said. "I can just remember as we were sinking, thinking, I can't go in, I've got a wedding dress on and I've had my hair done. We like the River Bure, but never thought I'd end up in it." Not exactly the elegant newlywed photo we had imagined, but somehow it sums up our day perfectly. Completely unexpected, slightly chaotic, soaking wet, absolutely hilarious and filled with love.